Kansas legalized CBD just last summer. Now, the cannabis extract sells at gas stations and spas. Dillon's supermarkets started stocking it last month. If you're going to buy CBD for pain, anxiety, or any of the seemingly endless things it's marketed for, experts recommend asking tough questions. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports.
Chris Brunen runs Quiet Trees, a Lawrence company that makes CBD oils, teas, body butters, and more. And he has tip number one for navigating the CBD market. Be skeptical. CBD became today's massive multi-billion dollar industry awfully quick.
The hemp industry is like the Wild West and Wall Street had a baby. You have to vet everything and everybody.
Researchers at several universities bought scores of CBD products. More often than not, the labels didn't match the contents. They contained too much CBD, too little, problematic if you're aiming for a certain dose. Or the bottles contained something they claimed not to, THC, the thing in marijuana that gets you high. Even doses from hemp too small to get you high can make you fail a drug test. So, tip number two, look at lab results. At the Quiet Trees plant in Lawrence, India Forbes fills vape cartridges with CBD oil from a beaker and packages them.
Just making sure that they look nice, that QR label's on there so people can just scan that.
In a store, you can snap those QR codes with your smartphone to see third-party lab results. Another option? Ask. At CBD of Lawrence, a retail shop, pharmacist Dustin Hothan will pull out a binder full of lab work ordered by the brands he sells.
You'll see a lab director and usually a signature, and this shows a date that the test was done.
There are guides online to reading CBD lab results and product labels. Tip number three, lab results can be wrong. Hothan once got a tip about a supposedly THC-free product in his shop. He sent it out for testing. Turns out it had THC. He dropped it. Tip number four, notice if the lab checked for really nasty stuff.
So contaminant can be quite high. So heavy metals. We've seen things like butane.
Psychiatry professor Mallory Laughlin specializes in cannabis research at UC San Diego. Tip number five, you may hear CBD works for everything from Alzheimer's to diabetes to eczema. Know that the vast majority of claims aren't proven. CBD has only passed FDA approval to treat a few types of epilepsy. There is a lot more research on the way. Scientists and physicians are intrigued, but cautious. Matthew Magaluso is Assistant Dean of Research at the University of Kansas School of Medicine in Wichita.
If I'm going to make a recommendation that a patient use a treatment, I do that based on evidence, usually based on large-scale randomized controlled trials. And that's what's lacking when it comes to CBD oil.
Though there's tons of CBD studies out there, most are with animals or petri dishes or small numbers of people. Still, lots of people say CBD helps them with anxiety, pain, and more. Tip number six, Laughlin, the San Diego researcher, says the placebo effect is strong in cannabis studies. We're all so excited about the stuff that even when we get a do-nothing placebo, we feel loads better. This means two things. Spotting CBD's effects in trials can be really hard.
If everyone's cured, I can't compare groups because both groups were cured.
It also means some of the CBD effects people are reporting could be the power of wishful thinking. Last tip, CBD can mess with your prescription drugs. Mayo Clinic's head of research for alternative medicine recommends talking to your doctor, especially if you've got sensitive meds like the blood thinner Coumadin. And steer clear of CBD for young children, or if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life.